This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Howard Murad, the founder of the innovative skincare company Murad Inc., and is largely recognized as the father of modern wellness based on his years of expertise as a board-certified dermatologist and pharmacist whose holistic health approach recognizes the mind-body-skin connection in living a healthier, happier life at any age. Dr. Murad's mission is to teach people how to manage cultural stress through a comprehensive treatment plan he describes in his published books and on his website. Dr. Murad, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Proud to be here with you, Eric.
And we're certainly honored to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us today, what is cultural stress and when did you first identify it?
Well, cultural stress is the stress of modern living, the rules and regulations, the digital dependency, the expectations, the thing that we have that's constant, pervasive, and ever increasing. We're more and more on our cell phones. We're using Netflix. We're using Amazon. All of those things are encouraging a sedentary lifestyle. When I first recognized it was in 2003, even before the cell phones, because what I was seeing is my patients coming to see me, their skin had aged more. They were looking haggard. They were not happy. I couldn't tell them. I couldn't understand what the problem was. And I asked, what's going on? Why aren't you not happy? And he said, well, you know, the traffic's getting terrible. It takes a long time to do anything. At work, everyone expects too much of me. I feel like a failure. I don't feel like I'm good enough. I try to be perfect. It's impossible. All of those things. And I said, there's something going on. This is something I had not recognized. And I put everything, all of those together, connected the dots, and I coined the term cultural stress, the stress of modern living.
It certainly is, and well-defined as well. Do you think things like our digital devices and cell phones are contributors? I would say probably so.
Absolutely. You know, what they're doing to us is getting to have digital connections with other people instead of physical connections. We're missing that connection, the real human connection, and that leads to a sedentary lifestyle, loneliness, isolation, and, you know, more and more chronic disease. People don't realize what we're missing. The healing power of touch is unbelievable. I do classes, and we talk about things, and then at the end of the class, I say, you know, you can't go up to somebody and just give them a hug, but you can ask them, can I have a hug? And if they say yes, it's okay. So I said, why don't you ask your neighbor, can I have a hug? And, you know, some of them, they're hesitant, but they generally all do. And by the end of, like, 2 minutes, everybody's laughing, giggling, wanting to hug other people. You really understand the power of touch when you see something like that. And really, we don't get it because we're socially isolated. Most of us don't see another human being in, for whatever. Everything gets delivered. Everything's in the mail. Everything's online. You connect on Facebook, but no real connection. Even so, you know, people end up going on an Uber ride just to talk to the Uber driver. They get somebody to talk to. It's that bad. I've seen that happen.
And that's really telling it like it is when you're seeing stuff like that. Now, why do you think that people are so stressed out? Is it worse than ever? What is your thought there?
It is absolutely worse than ever because the stress is ever increasing. So much more is expected of us all the time. There's so many new things, new opportunities on the one hand, but on the other hand, it's hard to keep up with it. Every day there's a new gadget. Here in LA, there are these motorized scooters, and 6 months ago, there was not one of them on the street. All of a sudden, they're ubiquitous all over the place. And the bikes that were for rent are no longer doing well. You have to have motorized bikes. So if you had a business with those bikes, now it's not so good. You got to do the scooters. There's always something new, and you got to keep up. Another thing I've noticed is the word influencer. That word did not exist like 6 or 7 years ago. Now that's a big deal. There are no more editors in the magazines because a lot of the magazines, the glossies are gone, and people are listening to influencers. Influencers have a different education skill, actually not necessarily an education, but a different skill. And that's something you have to modify. So if you were an editor at one time, now you need a different job and you have to be a different person. Hard to keep up.
It certainly is, and you made some real valid, strong points there as well. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Howard Murad, the founder of the innovative skincare company Murad Inc., and is largely recognized as a father of modern wellness. Based on his years of expertise as a board-certified dermatologist and pharmacist, and whose holistic health approach recognizes the mind-body-skin connection and living a healthier, happier life at any age. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Murad, you say that there are three ways to determine if a person is a victim of cultural stress. If you don't mind, tell us what those three ways are.
Well, the first thing is to ask yourself, are you healthy? Are you happy? And chances are, maybe not. And then the next step is to say you admit that you actually have a problem, and then you try to find a solution that's appropriate for you. So the problem with that is that nobody could tell you what the best thing is for you to do. You know, the word, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. So it's virtually impossible to tell people you need to do yoga, you need to eat more fresh fruit, you know, all of those things, go out to lunch with a friend. All of those things are good ideas, but you need to do it. So we've devised a system. Basically, I created 11 different affirmations, and I asked my patients to look at those affirmations twice a day and journal. That's all I asked them to do. They don't have to journal now or later. They don't feel like journaling one day, just don't journal. And you can do it anytime. There's no time when you look at these cards. By the way, those cards and everything I'm talking about is on my site, drhowardmurad.com. And you can look at them there and look at the research that was done on it. What happened is, and we did, the only thing we did, we measured their blood pressure and we measured their hydration levels. So these 11 cards specifically don't tell you to do anything, but they encourage you to have different things. For example, one of them says happiness resides within, and another one says be thrilled with who you are, and that encourages gratitude. Then there's give yourself permission to be successful. Your harshest critics are really critical of themselves, not you. That encourages optimism. All of those cards in general give you strength from within for you to make the appropriate decision that's good for you. It's easy for me to tell you what to do, but when you tell yourself what to do, it's going to work. So you look up at my website, drhowardmurad.com, and you have all of those. And every month we have several blogs. And today there's something about encouraging you to be very successful and to see what you're missing in life.
Dr. Murad, really like the focus and really appreciate what you do in this space. Again, folks, it is drhowardmurad.com. Dr. Murad, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is terrific.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Let's do it again. We've been speaking with Dr. Howard Murad, the founder of the innovative skincare company Murad Inc., and is largely recognized as a father of modern wellness based on his years of expertise as a board-certified dermatologist and pharmacist whose holistic health approach recognizes the mind-body-skin connection in living a healthier, happier life at any age. And of course, we've mentioned that Dr. Murad's mission is to teach people how to manage cultural stress through a comprehensive treatment plan he describes in his published books and on his website. And for further details, visit drhowardmurad.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.